All right, Mono Amigos, we've been listening to some Pick a Piper right there on CKMS 102.7. I got to remember the 102.7 as we've just switched from 100.3. And I now have Brad Weber and Angus from the band Pick a Piper right here on the radio. Are you guys there?
Hey.
Oh, excellent. I set it up. Sometimes it's hit or miss if I'm actually able to set this up. But how are you guys doing, and how's the tour going so far?
It's going great. We just got back to Waterloo from Quebec City, where we played last night. And before that, Montreal. Before that, Ottawa. So it's a good weekend away.
And you guys always do... Like, I saw an image on Facebook or something that when bands say that they're touring Canada, usually they're just playing Vancouver and Southern Ontario. But you guys, when you guys... doing a tour, you guys do an extensive tour, so you've just done all Quebec, you're doing Ontario, but I even was seeing posts where you guys were over in Europe or something as well.
We spent 2.5 weeks in Europe in February, driving around and playing a bunch of cities. It was great.
Now, not only do you guys do kind of the, you can correct me if I'm wrong too, but I thought I saw on there you do a bunch of different DJ set shows as well?
Yeah, there was one or two DJ sets on that tour as well. That was, I guess in that case, it was just me, Brad, doing that. But once in a while, it's fun to sprinkle that in while we're already on tour.
Cool. And is that kind of Pick a Piper stuff, or a DJ set is you're just playing whatever in on there?
Yeah, DJ set kind of just playing whatever meets fun stuff to kind of... to get people dancing. Like after our show on Thursday at the Starlight, I'll be DJing with the DJ 88, and we'll be playing some tunes for a while. So that'll be good times.
Cool. So as you just mentioned, this Thursday, April 3rd at the Starlight, you guys are playing. And this is a little bit of coming. Is there anything coming back to a hometown? Does it make the show any different for you guys?
It just like. Feels nice to come back here and play. We don't get to play here as much as we did maybe in the past when we were younger. So each show feels pretty special.
Cool. I was at the show last time, and it was an awesome show. You guys are kind of switching between different percussion instruments and between synthesizers and things like that. What do we expect from Pick a Piper kind of the second time around?
So there's the same three of us on stage, Angus and Dan and myself, Brad. Angus and I both stand up and play drums, which gives us a nice chance to jump around and kind of be crazy. Angus plays a bit of a marimba kind of instrument as well. I play some keys too, and Dan plays keys. He makes noise and synths, and he sings quite a bit. And Dan also has a drum too, so there's points in the show where we're all playing drums together.
Cool. I always refer to your first album, I guess your self-titled album, as the color album because of the colorful cover of it. And then I believe the first single was All Her Colors.
Yeah, that's true.
Off that one? So I don't know. I always refer to that one as the colorful album. your second album is titled Distance. Where did the kind of idea for coming up with the name Distance for the second album?
I guess it was definitely inspired by a lot of traveling that I've personally done in the last few years. And a lot of the songs on the record were maybe started as ideas on my laptop or something while I was traveling around different places and, you know, being inspired in different ways from different countries. Not just like necessarily hearing music that was different, but just kind of sometimes when you break your routine and you go somewhere different, just the feeling of being there is inspiring. So I would take some of these ideas that I wrote in those places and bring them home and start to flesh them out into full-fledged songs.
Cool. Talking about the difference of the albums, too, the first album I feel, it was a very colorful title. This one has got more like the subdued pastel. It's still colorful, but in a different way. Is that kind of representative of the album, or what kind of went into the artwork for
the artwork is done by someone named Christina Mazzula from Toronto, and she does a lot of crazy gradient and other art with spray paint primarily. And just the piece for the front cover had already existed, and I got her to do a piece for the back that kind of fit the same scheme. So I just like the art a lot, and if it seems to fit the music for people who hear it, that's awesome. I guess with the whole subdued thing, there's definitely like there's lots of energetic songs in this record, but there's more like there's slower songs as well, it's spacier songs, and it was nice to kind of try a bunch of new things on this album and try to give it more variety overall.
I gotta say, listening to the album, it's absolutely fantastic. I like the spaciness, and then there's even like notes of where the synths or whatever are playing are like crystal clear and with kind of like a different intricate pattern going on. And it's a fantastic album from front to end.
Thank you.
Do you guys have, it sounds like different vocalists. Is there guest vocalists that appear on this album?
Yeah, so there's one person that's named Bevan Smith from New Zealand, who he's in the touring band for a band called the Ruby Suns, who I met a few years ago. And he just happened to email the wrong Brad by accident. And then we started trading songs back and forth. And before I knew it, we had a bunch of collaborations, two of which bookended the album, and he mixed a bunch of the songs too. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm glad that mistaken interaction happened, because he was a big part of this album.
Wow.
And as well as him, there's a longtime friend of ours who we've known since we were maybe 16. He is Japanese, and he lived in Canada for 10 years before going back to Japan. And his artist name is LLLL, and him and a Japanese vocalist who he works with quite a bit, we collaborated on the second track on the album. And there's a girl from New York who goes by Shadowbox who sang on a track too, as well as I sang on a track, and Angus and Dan sang on one as well. So we're really trying to, it's fun to run the gamut vocal-wise and try a bunch of different things.
Yeah. So now, when you're playing these tracks live on Thursday, who's got to pick up and do the different vocals from the people who you recorded with?
Angus sings a bit, and Dan sings primarily. And there's a couple songs where we had maybe some from both records where we had some crazier female vocals that we've taken some like, individual syllables from their vocals and put it over a keyboard role, and we've just performed some of their parts live, but it's not like the part on the album. We just kind of make up a new part using those syllables live, so those songs kind of have a totally different feel live, and I think in general we purposely try to make the live show a bit different than the album.
Cool. Last time you guys were in here, you guys came in and were talking to us about your first album release. You were saying that with your writing process and the song creation process, you were in different cities, I guess a distance apart. Is the writing process kind of the same for this album too, where you're in different cities and you said you were traveling and you came up with ideas, and then do you send it across to Angus and Dan and they put their kind of stamp or input into the song and then it gets passed back and forth again?
A bit of that, and like, there's been some times where we've collaborated in person, Angus for a while. Angus has actually just moved back to Kitchener-Waterloo, but before that he was working in Toronto every day, and I lived there too, so sometimes he would come over after work and we'd work on things together. And there's one song on the record called January Feels Lost that Angus totally wrote, but I just sort of changed some of the production and sounds on. So that's something he kind of brought to me for this album, where usually kind of I've started things primarily myself, but on this record that was a kind of a difference there. So yeah, there's still this distance, which is hasn't really stopped us, luckily, from being able to do what we want to do.
Cool. I'm excited for the show on Thursday. I know I was showing off this stuff to my brother, who once I had your album on CD, and then I was showing it to him, and he said, yeah, I already know, and he showed me that he had it on vinyl, so he one-upped me. And so I'm wondering, well, he had your first album on vinyl. Are there going to be vinyls available at the show on Thursday?
We have the new album Distance on vinyl as well. So both of them will be there on vinyl.
Cool. Excellent. I got to catch up to him now because he's ahead of me. It's this Thursday, April 13th at the Starlight. Right in Uptown Waterloo, you'll be able to catch Brad and Angus. I've got on the phone here from Pick a Piper. Is there anybody opening up with you guys, or what time are things going down on Thursday?
I believe the doors are at 8, and maybe the show will start by 8:30.
Okay.
The first person playing is named Edna King.
Okay.
And just to let you, her real name is Edna Snyder, and she is born and raised in Kitchener-Waterloo. And she was the front of the band Kid Street, who had some popularity here for a while.
Okay.
So yeah, she's doing her own solo thing, which is super cool. And then there's a band called You Do Right, who are from Montreal, and they kind of sound like a combination of shoegaze and psych rock and maybe a bit of Sonic Youth influence as well.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Really cool.
Cool. So it's all around a great show. I'm going to see. I don't have too much time left in my show, so I'm going to see if I can find some of that stuff and maybe play a bit of that after I play some Pick a Piper right here. Is there any song in particular off your new album that you think I should go into? I'm going to go into a couple of the singles first. And then, is there any other track off the album that you have a particular story about or are kind of attached to that you would like me to play also?
You could maybe play January Feels Lost.
Okay.
The one I was just talking about, how it's a piece that Angus brought to me. And then I had a lot of fun just sort of changing some of the sounds around. Like, it's all his parts, but changing some of the sounds around to maybe a guitar part became like a bell or something, and it was just like this exercise in musical aesthetics and sonics, and it was something I hadn't really done like that before, and it was really fun to do.
Sweet. Cool. All right, so coming up, we've got a bunch of Pick a Piper tracks here. We're going to play, we were playing some old Pick a Piper actually right before, as I was trying to figure out the phone and make sure I had you guys on the line. But I think we're going to go into Nico, and then we'll jump right into January Feels Lost. So, thanks a lot for being on the phone with us, guys.
Great, thanks for having us.
And I'm excited to see you guys this Thursday, April the 13th, at the Starlight in Uptown Waterloo.
Awesome, looking forward to it.
All right, I'll talk to you, I'll see you guys definitely Thursday, and I'll try and come up and say hello and everything.
Awesome.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, here's some Pick a Piper with their track Nico right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.